Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Oh, God. Had to cough. Bill Archer, BK hey. Realty, right? BK Homes.
BK Homes Realty.
Yeah, yep. Amazing. So today's a good day because there's been a lot of things that happened in the past year, especially with Hurricane Irma. And since you're in the real estate business and you are one of the guys I need to talk to about what's going on and how things have changed, because we've seen a lot of changes over the past year, and some are good and some bad, but I want to hear about all of it. And tell me about what you do.
Well, you know what? We own a real estate company, my wife and I, Katie Scheiber, and got a few agents and a boutique office, but it's been a great year. Honestly, Hurricane Irma was tough. It was tough on the area. Some people did suffer some major issues. But overall, I think we've recovered fairly well. The housing market's done well. It's great to see. This community here, one of the ones that we're in right now, is Bristol Pines. We've got an active listing in here at 299.9, townhouse, three bedroom, three bath. Community has it all. It's a great area, but this is one of those areas right off Collier Boulevard and growing North Naples.
Yeah, this is like a lot of the growth is going on here, because I think this is where most of the expansion can happen, right? I mean, so much of it's built out. That
it is. The development plan in Collier is both, take a left, is both Collier, North Collier, right here at 951 mm-hmm. and Immokalee, yeah. And all the way out that way. You look at all the building going on in Orange Blossom and waterways out there. And then down off Collier and 41. You know, you look around the Lely area and all the development going on there. Those are two huge growth areas for Collier.
They really are. If you've lived here over the years, it's amazing to see, like, it used to be so far out of the way. Now everything has grown basically right to that area. So there's nothing that's out of the way anymore. And the county's just really grown so fast. How have you seen that helping your business? Obviously, in the real estate, that's a big plus.
It's been great. It's been a shift. I would say over the last 5 years, we've seen a shift from a super strong, we always are a strong second home market for people that are coming to get a slice of Southwest Florida. But we've really seen the development and the infrastructure and year-round residents. And you're seeing that with the single-family homes, townhome areas like this that are great for new families just getting started. It's a great area, and that has helped us grow and become a bigger impact rather than just a seasonal market of second home buyers, you know?
What I always think is so amazing, everyone kind of looks at Southwest Florida as maybe a retirement community, but if you look at Naples, how many schools we have. We have so many schools. Even in Boston, we didn't have that many schools. It's like there's so many kids in this area.
You are 100% correct. And this area, this is actually one of our preferred school locations. This North Naples is a great school district. They've got, you know, high school, junior high, elementary, all just within a couple miles of this area. But you're right. The average age in here is much lower than people think. And you look at the comedy club. You look at the things that people like to do.
Right.
It's not all seniors. It's
not at all. It's amazing that
young 20s. So
it's just, I think that the population for that age group has been here for so long that's the mindset that people have. But I mean, people decided they found Naples and they moved their families and they've grown up here. And there's so many younger generations and new families that have kids, and the age group seems like it's dropping really fast. I feel like almost the stats haven't caught up with everything yet.
Totally agree. And a lot of that is because people they list their homes on public records, they've got their information in there, but it's not necessarily true as to the people that actually live in here and spend time in Southwest Florida. It's not as old as it as people's perception.
Right. Well, so after Hurricane Irma, I mean, obviously, it was pretty devastating to the area. The thing that was really amazing here is how fast Naples and the counties, Lee and Collier, both recovered. I mean, what day one of the storm, it was pretty rough. I mean, things looked so bad. But I would say 7 days. I mean, things were already back to three quarters normal, and within 10 days, 20 days. Out, everybody was, you know, just living their lives again.
Yeah, I was amazed at how quickly it recovered. You know, huge preparation, huge influx of money that came in both from county, state, and federal authorities. But, you know, just most people coming down would have no idea there was a hurricane here a year ago.
Not at all. I mean, they wouldn't have known. We were bringing comedians in, you know, within a few days back in to perform because, you know, that's our business. So we had to continue to do that. It wasn't like we could just stop because the hurricane had come. I mean, we still had to go on and you were still selling real estate and everything else. But the thing was amazing is that the comedians that would show up, they didn't even realize, oh, this is where the storm hit because they're coming from LA or New York or whatever. And they were like, I was like, yeah, this was all like leveled. Like all these trees were all down and now look at it. And they're like, wait, how long ago was it? And I said, oh no, just a few weeks ago. And they were blown away. I mean, and it really was, you know, just a quick turnaround to bring things back.
I brought some people to the comedy club just a couple weeks after the hurricane. Just the relief of a little bit of laughter was unbelievable. You guys were giving out water. I mean, it was such a great thing just from a community purpose, but to go and have a little bit of laughter in such a hard time was incredible. It really made a difference to my buyers.
Oh, thanks. Well, that was, you know, we try to do some things here and there, and that was just one way we could give back. So tell me about this area here. Where in this community, basically, what do they have? They have like a clubhouse, or how does it work?
Yep, Bristol Pines has a community center, a clubhouse, fitness center, pool, basketball courts, playground. It's a great community for families with kids. Yep, you can take a left here. And it's broken up into two sections. You've got the preserve section, and then you've got the newer development in the back that we just drove around.
Yeah.
Townhouses, two-car garage. Most of them are three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, some slightly different floor plans.
You have a listing in here for $399?
We do, $299.
$299.
Yep.
So is that the average that the homes, the townhouses are going for in here?
It is. This home that we have listed has got a bunch of upgrades from...
Of course it does.
Yeah, of course it does. But it's a beautiful home. The owner of the property is a builder and has done just a fantastic job with the upgrades. You can see it on our site. You can see it. Contact us to get more information from the MLS. Video tours, pictures, everything you need to know about the property. But at $299 for this area, it is a beautiful purchase.
It's, how many square feet is it?
It's about 1,800 square feet. Okay. Just over 1,800. So tennis courts, basketball, playground.
Yeah, beautiful.
Community pool, fitness center. It's got it all right here.
And how long has this development been? How long ago did they start this development?
They started here about, I think it was around 2006 for the older section.
Yeah.
But they're in the newer section. Their home is only a couple years old. So,
okay.
Beautiful place.
It's very active. There's a lot of,
yep.
It looks like there's a lot of people that live here. It's not so much vacationers.
Yep.
Because they're all cars. All their cars are here, right?
Yep. And it is. This is mostly year-round residents live here. You know, new families, kids, all different ages in here. But
and tell me about the school districts. Like, I know that that's a big thing because I have kids, and everyone wants to know what kind of schools in the area there are. I mean, Naples, we're pretty fortunate.
Like, we are.
All of our schools are pretty amazing.
Yep.
But obviously, you know, there's still people that prefer certain schools and that kind of thing. So.
Yep. You've got Gulf Coast. You've got right here, literally just off of Mockley. You've got high school, junior high, and elementary school, all right here, right off the intersection of Collier 951 and Immokalee. So you know the area. The schools were rated, I believe they were the top one or two schools in Collier. So they've got a great rating. There's also a brand new charter school off of Immokalee and, oh boy, it's out past Twin Eagles, or right before Twin Eagles on Immokalee. So a brand new charter school just opened a couple years ago.
How long have you and your wife been selling real estate in Naples?
Been 5 years now.
Okay. Yep. And where are you from originally?
Originally from Minnesota, but we moved here from Laguna Beach, Southern California.
Wow. So I was going to say Minnesota to here is a good change, but you went to Laguna Beach first. You had to show us up.
Yeah. We lived in Arizona too for a while before that. So.
And what do you like the most about Naples compared to some of those places? Why did you pick Naples?
I've vacationed here. I've had family that's lived here for over 50 years. So I knew the area. And when we were looking for a relocation out of California, we couldn't
think of, Anna, how are you?
Couldn't think of a better place to be than Naples, Florida. And, you know, it is what it is. It's got everything. It's small town feel, yet it's got big city living.
Now, do you have family here, or is it just...
We don't, actually. My brother lives here on and off, and right now it's Katie, myself, and just a bunch of friends in Southwest Florida.
Nice. And yeah. Joni, she's one of your...
Joni Spar is one of our agents. Yes. She's fantastic.
She is, and she's worked for me for years. She's the best.
Yep, she is. I know many of the viewers probably see her at the comedy club on a regular basis.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Absolutely.
So...
Well, we're going to drive, we're going to go get a coffee and hang out, and you guys have been tuning in the Captain's Log, and I appreciate it, but listen, tomorrow we're going to have some fun because I got Dr. Dollar coming on at 2:30, and we're live, look at the skateboarders are hanging out with us,
yep.
We're going to be live tomorrow at 2:30 with Dr. Dollar, making dollar and cents out of all your questions. If you have any questions, certainly DM us, you can always comment, share the post, and if you want to buy some real estate, come see Bill. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time. Good.
Yeah, that was great.
That's it. That's all we have to do.
Fantastic.
And then just the more content we put up, the more people watch. And the more people watch, the more it continues to grow. And, like, you know, for me, I just now, this week, I have two comedians on Wednesday and Thursday. And because my feed isn't always full of comics and comedians, they're looking at it all the time.
Yep.
But Wednesday and Thursday for me is an advertisement. I mean, you know, I'm just talking about the shows and them coming in and them being funny. So
I've watched it now several times. I mean, the first one I saw was Bezos, and
and
it was great because I knew your guys' relationship, and it was just kind of fun to see him smiling and having a good time.
I was happy that he came on. My parents are still scared. They won't come on. Every time I ask them, they have another story.
Yeah.
My sisters won't come on either, but I totally need to have them on.
It's a great setup. The video, it's funny because people do watch the videos. When we do a video of a house, I'll get hundreds of viewers on it.
Absolutely.
And if it's just a post, you get a few.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time, buddy. I appreciate it. I hope we can get some people will message us. And if you share the post, then, you know, the more the merrier.
For sure.
Thanks for everything.
Yeah,
nice to see you, buddy.
Yep, we'll see you. I'm sure we will see you.
Yeah, call me anything you need. Anything.